The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
What do you want from me? I'm not America's sweetheart.
For the sake, kid, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
We've been covering quite a bit the story surrounding those San Francisco Giants that wore the hats, the pride hats, and wrote the Genesis passage on it. And then Major League Baseball came out and they said, hey, knock it off. If this continues, we're going to have problems and we're going to assess fines. And then after that, NBC News reported last night. No, that's today. NBC News reported this morning, minor league baseball team in Pennsylvania cancels Pride Night game after players refuse to wear jerseys with rainbow sleeves. And so now we find out that the Attorney General of the state of Missouri is joining some other attorneys general across the country in leaning into this and attempting to protect the religious freedom of those individuals in Missouri. Let's get to our guest right now. Missouri Attorney General Catherine Hanaway joins us. Thank you so much for being here with us today. It's great to have you on the show.
Great to be on the show, Annie. Thanks so much for covering this issue, which I think is just a free speech issue.
Yeah, talk to me about the foundational basis. You know, of course, a lot of people are going to have opinions on this, but opinions don't necessarily lean directly into the potential legal action. What are your concerns in what you've seen reported so far that might have legal consequence?
Well, my concerns are that the First Amendment gives everyone the right to the free exercise of religion. And there's Supreme Court cases that say if you have to wear a uniform at work, you should be able to display your religious beliefs in a subtle, non-offensive way. And if you look at the Bible verse that's quoted on these hats, it's Genesis. It's about where the rainbow comes from and God's promise that he'll never flood the earth again. I mean, it has nothing to do with sexual orientation, and it's just sad, frankly, that America's game is now being used as a platform to advance radical agendas. And thank goodness these players had the courage to stand up, and now we'll stand with them and protect their rights.
So, you know, Major League Baseball, Minor League Baseball, these are, as I understand it, private companies, and they're going to have initiatives. They're going to try to promote things. I'm trying to, as I've been talking about this, put myself into the shoes of somebody who would be really excited and supportive of the idea of a pride night. And the counter to it I can think of is maybe on a Memorial Day or July 4th, the uniform turns into a hat that's got the red, white, and blue in the STL or the SF, as it were, in San Francisco. Is that something that is different in your eyes when it comes to putting the pride flag into a uniform that those players are then told, or maybe something on a sleeve like Minor League was trying to do in Pennsylvania? Is there a difference in those two virtues that are being pushed into the uniform that the players are asking to wear?
I don't think terribly from a legal perspective. And, you know, I think that the players on those days, when the team is trying to advance a particular message, should have the option to wear their standard uniform. And that's really all that these players were saying, is either let us put the Bible verse on our hat or let us just wear the normal San Francisco Giants uniform. And that kind of protection of not compelling an individual to speak something they don't believe would continue, I think, in all those circumstances. There, to my knowledge, has not been a test over a Memorial Day celebration or 4th of July celebration.
Sports Illustrated posted about the three Giants pitchers wearing Bible verses on their Pride Night caps during that last Friday's games. Major League Baseball issued a warning to them. Have you read through that warning? Is there much bite to the bark of saying, you know, kind of the finger wag, like, okay, knock it off, we don't need this?
No, but there is sort of the promise of some escalation if it continues. And that's where we've reached out to MLB to say, I haven't read the letter. I've only read news summaries of it. We want to see the letter. We want to see who it was sent to. We want to see what documentation backs it up. And that's what we're asking MLB to do, unless they'll simply agree not to force players to, wear uniforms that advance a particular point of view or political agenda.
I would assume, too, we're speaking with the Attorney General of the state of Missouri, Catherine Hanaway, right now, that when you're talking about players in Missouri, does that mean Missouri, if you're a St. Louis Cardinal or if you're in a minor league team and this is happening to you, but outside of the state, do you retain jurisdiction over that decision? Or if the Chicago Cubs cross the river and come into Missouri, is what you're fighting to do protecting all those players when they're in the geography of the state of Missouri?
Yeah, so our position is that Major League Baseball is one company, and that they operate in Missouri through the St. Louis Cardinals and the Kansas City Royals and the Springfield Cardinals, and so we would have jurisdiction to bring a suit against them here.
All right. Well,
no matter where the uniforms are located. Sorry, Annie.
Yeah, that makes sense. I did want to ask you if we could shift gears a little bit about your efforts against illegal gaming. In the state of Missouri, you've been very active in this. And within the last 24 hours, you've talked about executing an illegal gaming search warrant, leading to 13 felony charges. Talk to me a little bit about your efforts here, what kind of threat the situation poses to Missourians and what you're doing to combat against it.
Yeah, so I think my number one job is to protect Missourians from violent crime. And there are a lot of components that build up to that. We have these illegal slots all over Missouri. We estimate there's 25,000 machines, and then it's a $1 billion industry that's illegal in Missouri. It's almost all cash. And as we've been doing these takedowns, and this is maybe the 9th or 10th that we've done. This one happened to be in Park City, and it was a place called the Sit and Spin that the Highway Patrol and local police said, hey, this is a place where a lot of crime is happening. It's attracting criminals. We, have lots of concerns. So the Highway Patrol executed a search warrant and seized these machines. We're working it from both ends. So the Highway Patrol is executing search warrants on the individual businesses that have these machines located in them. But at the same time, we're talking with the large companies that own these machines and getting them to shut them down. So hopefully a lot of your listeners are seeing machines all over Missouri that have either been moved out or have signs on them saying they are no longer operating until it becomes legal. And that's for the legislature to decide. What I'm worried about is all the criminal activity that comes along with an all-cash business that is illegal. And essentially, the people who operate it are just kind of, flaunting law enforcement and saying, hey, we're just going to do it until somebody stops us, and I'm going to stop it.
Mm. Well, you've been active and aggressive in this, and I encourage people to be very wary of these devices pay attention to it the way that you're watching it and pulling things back so that Missourians aren't being taken advantage of. Before we let you go, I just want to read a little bit from this letter that you sent to Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, because at the end you say, you tell them to respond to this letter confirming that Major League Baseball will not discipline any players who have chosen to refrain from wearing Pride Month paraphernalia or included Bible verses or Pride Month hats. You sent it yesterday. I think you asked them to respond by June 25th. Do you anticipate getting a response from Major League Baseball?
Yeah, I really do. I mean, it's a big, sophisticated business that understands that when the Attorney General of a state asks questions. Now, do I expect that they're going to respond and promise to, stop engaging in this activity? Probably not. But I think that they are going to reach out and want to have a conversation. And that's when we'll say, we want to see everything that supports this and then make a decision about whether or not we have to go forward with litigation. I think it's great news that, this team in Pennsylvania, this minor league team, has canceled their Pride Night. And I hope we continue to see that happen, or the players just have the freedom of expression that if they don't want to wear the pride gear or if they do want to include a Bible verse, that they have an equal opportunity to express their views.
Yeah. I can't imagine, a lot of times there's Christian Day at the ballpark, but it's not as though everybody is asked to wear a cross on the front of their hat, and that would not be acceptable. I think as a Christian myself, I would never propose that be put upon all of these players to support that, even though a lot of people in the stadium, at Busch Stadium, would like to maybe buy some sort of Christian-connected Cardinals hat. That would be a choice that those fans could make based on their own personal perspective. But the force-fed version of the way the pride stuff has been put in, you're really asking for Major League Baseball to consider it as optional more than forced. And boy, that seems pretty First Amendment-y to me.
Yeah, absolutely. And Annie, can you imagine the backlash if the Cardinals came out on the field with a cross on their hats and forced every player to wear it?
Yeah. And I'd be sitting here going, ooh, I don't know about that. You know, I'd be for it. I'd probably buy the hat myself. But trying to put that hat on somebody else, no, I just don't like the domino effect of that. And I feel like that's kind of where we are with it. And I appreciate your willingness to not say that you're out there to try to eliminate Pride Nights from existing at all. You're just saying, don't force it upon someone who doesn't want to wear it. Or if they want to make an additional statement along with it, let them do it.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
That's exactly right. That's what this whole country was founded on, is freedom, freedom of speech, freedom to exercise your religion. And I don't want to force feed anybody anything. And I agree with you. As Christians, as true believing Christians, we don't think that's the way to bring people to Christ anyway. Yes. We want to recruit them and attract them and not try to force it on them.
Yeah, I am right there with you. Well, let us know when you get a response. Hopefully you can share that. Well, people will be following you certainly on X at AGC Hanaway to see what comes of this. We appreciate you jumping into this issue and being hopefully part of a solution that's actually, ironically, more inclusive. It's good to have you on the show with us.
Thanks so much, Annie. Take care. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye. The Attorney General for the state of Missouri, Catherine Hanaway, there. Let's take a break here. Ryan's coming back in the studio. We're going to ask you this question and see what kind of response we're getting right now on the text line. Annie Fry Show text line at 314-241-9797. Should electronic bikes be more heavily regulated? Yes, no, or what's an e-bike? We'll be right back.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.